So in many stories in the Bhagavatam, it seems as if everything is predetermined. Now Prahlad is already known that he's going to be a devotee. Hiranyaksha and Kashyapu, they're already cursed by which they're going to be demons. So if things are predetermined like this, then what is the scope for free will? There are two different things over here. Scriptures often talk about pastimes which demonstrate principles in their extreme. And the purpose is to not to standardize the extreme. The purpose is to emphasize a principle. Just like we see the Ajamil pastime. You know, he just chants one name of Narayan and he's saved from hell. Now, this is not to standardize the extreme. The Bhagavatam's conclusion is not all of us can just do whatever we want throughout our life. Make sure at the end of your life you chant Narayan. That is not the lesson. What Shukadeva Goswami says is that, you know, if he can't chant it once unconsciously, and even that helped him so much. So if we chant regularly, consciously, how much more it will benefit us. So the point is not to standardize the extreme, but to emphasize the standard. So similarly, when we talk about these extreme, these pastimes, often they demonstrate an extreme level of things being orchestrated by destiny. But within that, there is always free will. So that level of, because the Lord's pastimes are often orchestrated. In Krishna's pastimes, who is Yashoda, who is Nanda Maharaj, all that is fixed. There is some variation in when he appears at different times, he performs different leela, but much of it is fixed. So that is not the way that things happen all the time. Even within that, there are different times when different things are emphasized. So for example, when Vidura is trying to persuade Dhritarashtra that stop Duryodhana. Vidura says, actually, you know, if it's destiny, then what can I do? Then at that time, Vidura tells him, destiny determines the consequences of our actions, not our actions themselves. Yes, it may be destiny that Duryodhana does not listen to you. But you're trying to stop Duryodhana is not destined. It is up to you. So sometimes we may do our best and the result may not come. That is destiny. But our not doing our best is not destiny. That is something which our responsibility. So this is where he put the thrust on Vidura. Sorry, on Dhritarashtra. But after the whole war is fought and all his 100 sons are destroyed, and at that time Dhritarashtra is lamenting very grievously. At that time Vyasadev comes. And Vyasadev tells him that this war was destined. So now the dynasty is destroyed. Now you just move forward with your life. So again, the point is what? Vyasadev himself had also come earlier to tell you the Dhritarashtra good instruction. Stop Duryodhana. Vyasadev was also another person who told him. So the point is, we should always... So why is Vyasadev telling him it was destined? See, it is the point is that he should not just be living in lamentation. He has to do something positive now. So in that sense, philosophy is there and there is the purpose of philosophy. The purpose of philosophy is to elevate people's consciousness. And at different points, at different stages in a person's life, in different situations, different aspects of a philosophy may be emphasized. So, you know, if somebody is very attached, then like, they think I'm having a very comfortable life. I tell them, what is this comfort? You can die at any moment. You know, everybody's life is temporary. We may die. Prabhupada would say that, that to Americans. You know, you had the example of JFK. He was so popular, so famous, and suddenly he died. So somebody is very complacent. We may tell them, you can die any moment. But say somebody has lost a loved one. And at that time, if you tell them, you know, you have lost one loved one, others are also going to die. It would be monstrously insensitive to do that. That is the time we are meant to console them. So now it's true, philosophically speaking, that everyone is going to die. But that is not the time to speak that. That is the time you speak, you know, how, you know, Krishna is there with everyone, Krishna is there with you, Krishna is there with your loved one. And wherever they are, Krishna will guide you. You pray to Krishna, take shelter of Krishna. We do it that way, then we are not only speaking the philosophy, we are speaking the philosophy in a way that serves the purpose of the philosophy. Is to help people to rise to higher consciousness. So, in scripture, Baldev Vidya Bhushan talks about this point that if everything is determined by destiny, then scripture itself becomes pointless. Why? Because scripture tells us, do this and don't do this. Now, if nothing were in our hands, if everything were destined, then what is the point of scripture telling us these things? The very fact the scriptures tell us do this and don't do this, that means scripture does implicitly convey that we have free will. Even in pastimes where there seems to be like past life correlation because of which a person is behaves in a particular way, say Hiranyakashipu becomes a demon, Prahlad becomes a devotee. Still, there are lessons drawn from there, and those lessons are also given in scripture. Then you just see Hiranyakashipu who acquired so much power, so much influence, but still he was never satisfied. And that is a result of uncontrolled senses. Therefore, don't do that. Don't chase after things like that. Learn to control the senses. So there are lessons given in scripture, even in past times, where there seems to be high level of predestination involved. So scriptural past times where a high level of predestination is involved, they are, we could say, extreme cases where the Lord orchestrates a lot of things to teach particular lessons. But one of the lessons taught even in those times is that we should act in particular ways and not act in particular ways. And that implies that there is free will. So we always have free will, and we need to present things in such a way that people are encouraged. So somebody has committed a mistake and they are already very discouraged. And at that time we tell them, you are such a fool, why did you commit such a mistake? Then that will discourage them further. So at that time, instead of emphasizing the fact that they made a mistake, that they misused their free will, you can focus on the fact that Krishna can bring good even out of the bad. Just surrender to Krishna. Things will work out. So scripture sometimes present things contextually, and in particular context, certain aspects are emphasized. So we have to see the full gamut of scriptural teaching to understand, to get a balanced picture of things. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?